If you got your Bibles, if you'll turn to the book of Psalms and go to the very first chapter, and we're going to begin in the very first verse. I've always wanted to tell a congregation to turn to Psalm 119, and we're going to read the whole thing, but I didn't. I have never got brave enough to do that. Psalm 1, beginning in verse 1. I want you to really listen to these words. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever, listen to this, whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Shall prosper. How many of you want God to bless you? How many of you has God blessed? Yeah, Miss Helen's hand went up even higher. How many times do we tell people those three little words? God bless you. God bless you. You hear it every week on the one call messages. I tell it to people when they walk out the door. We tell it to people as we just have conversations with them. And I will be honest, it's not that I don't mean it, that I really hope God blesses you, but sometimes it flows off our tongue and we really don't think about what that means. Now, back years ago, some believed that the custom of asking for God's blessings went back as far as the first century. They actually believed that your spirit resided in your head. And when you sneezed, you could literally sneeze your spirit out. We've come a long way. But get this, they also believed that without your spirit, if it was expelled, that in its place, evil spirits could enter. And so they would say those three words when someone sneezed. God bless you. God bless you that you keep your soul inside your head. And that if you do sneeze it out, some evil spirit doesn't take its place. Today, the saying of God bless you is commonplace. And we don't give much thought as to what it actually means. This is why I like this sermon God's laid on my heart today, because today I want to talk about God's blessings. Blessings. We should all want God's blessings. We should all want a blessing in our life, but it may have a different meaning for me than it does for you, and vice versa. What are we saying when we say, God, I want a blessing? Or God, will you bless me? Or when we tell somebody, God bless you, what are we really saying? Are we saying we desire a blessing from God? Or are we saying, hey God, I need a break? Hey God, I want what I deserve. Are we saying, I want just once in my life for luck to go my way? What are we really meaning from that? Because you know what? There's a difference. There's a difference between us coming and genuinely asking God for a blessing or meaning, hey God, I need a break, or I want things to go my way, or I want to get what I deserve that I've worked for. There's not really too many days that go by where I don't have someone ask me or call me or text me or email me and say, will you pray for me that God will bless me in this? It may be sickness. It may be a financial need. It may be a family or a relational issue that someone is dealing with. It could be something in between all of those. But it is endless that the needs we have. And you know what? I have found when we get to a point that we have nowhere else to turn, we ask God to bless us. Sometimes we go to Him first. But let's be honest, a lot of times we try to handle it ourselves. And when we finally get to the point where we are kind of walled in, where we don't really know where else to go, that's when we come to God. You know, the neat thing is, He's always there. Can't you see God in heaven looking down at me, running to and fro, chasing my tail, trying to solve my problems, and finally where I get to the point that I don't have anywhere else to turn, I look to God and say, will you bless me? And He just looks down and said, I've been waiting. Been waiting for you to get here. If you'd have just came earlier, you probably could have saved yourself a lot of pain and anguish and heartache. Let me ask you this question this morning. I want you to think on this. Do you want God to bless you? Or are you just looking for a blessing? There's a difference. Do you want God to bless you, or are you just looking for a blessing? Do you want a bailout or a lifestyle change? You see, there are certain blessings from God that we can only receive from being a child of God. We can't have certain blessings when we are in rebellion to God. The Bible does tell us, my mom used to quote this verse over and over. The Bible says that God, at His choosing, can send rain on the just and the unjust. At His choosing. But if we are going to live in the blessings of God, it has got to be a lifestyle and based on our relationship with God. Those outside of God may receive blessings from Him, but it is temporary and it's not eternal. Do you have your mind on all the blessings being right now or that you're storing up in heaven? Building those eternal blessings that can't be taken away. You see, I have found that most of God's richest blessings, those that are not just based on the immediate need that we have today, are conditional. They're conditional. Let me give you a couple of examples of what I mean. Eternal life granted to us is a blessing, is it not? It is a blessing. The opportunity to have eternal life with Jesus Christ in heaven is a blessing, but there's not but one way to receive it. It is conditional upon us accepting Jesus Christ into our lives. If we reject Him, we will not receive the blessing of eternal life in heaven. Jesus Himself gave us a blessing. And I play this over in my mind so many times that I would almost guarantee you do too. Jesus says, I will never leave you or forsake you. But you know what? That is a blessing reserved, and it is conditional upon being His child. He gives that blessing to His children. I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He reminds us that he's not going to forget or leave his children in a time of need. It does not mean that nothing bad would ever happen to us because we live in a fallen world, but it means that we do not have to do it alone if we are not under the blessing of being a child of God. We do not have that assurance. Let me kind of put it to you this way in thinking about blessings and miracles, and let me just set the stage for you right now. I am a Johnston County country boy that happens to be a preacher, but I believe in miracles. I've seen them. I've seen them. I just cannot deny. But you see, I believe that God's preference is not to meet all of our needs through miracles. You know, a miracle is something that defies natural law. A miracle is something that we can't do ourselves. And do I believe God still does miracles today? Absolutely. I believe he does them in tangible ways that we can see. And I'm telling you, every one of those new converts that we're going to be baptizing over the next 2 weeks, God did a miracle in their life by wiping away the old and giving them a new life. That's a miracle to me, that God would love us enough to be able to do that. So yes, I do believe in miracles. But let me put it to you this way. Would you rather have the miracle of being healed from a sickness, or would you rather have the blessing of good health? Would you rather have the miracle of God stepping in and taking care of all your financial problems so you didn't have to file bankruptcy, or would you prefer God's blessings of financial security? You see, what I'm saying to you this morning is that depending on what you're looking for, God's blessings or a bailout, if you will determine what happens in your life. I think it's always better to live in God's blessings than to be asking for God to bail us out with a miracle. Can he do it? Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. But wouldn't you rather live in the blessings that God gives us? You see, I believe this. If you're living miracle to miracle, you're probably living from crisis to crisis. And some can be avoided by living under the blessing of God. Which one of these can you make your life verse? The first one is our scripture for today that we read. The blessed is the man that doesn't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, doesn't stand in the way of sinners, sit in the seat of the scornful, but delights in the law of the Lord. And look at the last part of that passage, and he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in due season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. What about Psalm 138:7? Though I walk in the midst of troubles, thou wilt revive me. Thou shalt stretch forth thine hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and thy right hand shall save me. Can you make that your life verse? What about this one? You know this one well. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. What about this one from Isaiah? Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. All of those are promises of God for the children of God. Do you hear me? Claim them. Claim them. And this is just a sampling. There are verses that I guarantee, if you've been around as a Christian for a while, you got verses that you cling to, don't you? My wife's is, be still and know that I am God. Ginger's one of the most level-headed persons I've ever met. But occasionally, to use an old Nationwide tagline, life comes at you fast. And sometimes she reminds herself, just be still and know that I'm God. Be still. It's like God saying, you can't get my blessings that I'm sending down when you're running from here to there. Just be still. Just be still. Some of us don't receive the blessings of God because we don't ask anything of God except when we're in a hard spot. You know, the Bible tells us sometimes that many times we don't have because we don't ask. Well, yeah, but preacher, the Bible says that God has knowledge of everything we need before we ask Him. Yeah, He does. Absolutely. But how much do you, as a father or a mother or a grandparent, love when they come up and say, hey, can I have? Don't you love that? And correct me if I'm wrong, you will empty your wallet or pocketbook to satisfy that need, won't you? That's what God wants to do. He's our Father. He's our Abba Father. That's what we call Him when we as little children just climb up into His lap to rest. Some don't receive blessings from God because they think God's too small. They put God in a box of their design and they don't think He can do anything outside of that. Some are living outside of God's blessings because they're outside of God's hand of protection. And that's a scary place to be. Let me remind you of something this morning. I was not a real good student in high school. I didn't like math. But this is an easy equation to remember. God's grace plus God's mercy equals God's blessings. God's blessings. To experience God's hand on your life is a blessing. Some miss this blessing because they're only looking for material blessings. Church, let me tell you something, though. God's blessings are a whole lot more than money. What the world's idea of blessings are, success, fame, money, power, material things, popularity, position. And you know what? None of those are bad. None of those are bad. But if God is not in our idea of blessings, we miss the biggest blessings of all. God's idea of blessings are lack of fear. How many times does His word say, fear not? Thank you, ma'am. I knew somebody had that. God's blessings are peace and assurance that we are right with God. Peace of who we are in Christ. True happiness. Experiencing the joy of being in the will of God. I told you this has been an unusual week for me. Let me share something that happened the other day. I won't go into specific details. But Ginger and I have been, we've had something that we've made a matter of prayer for quite a while. God answered that prayer this week. And I wish I could tell you how specifically he answered that prayer. Well, the day he answered that prayer, I am on the phone, and that prayer is being answered. She's keeping the kids that day, and she sends me a text. Can you FaceTime? Because I like to see the kids even that way. So about 30 minutes later, I got off the phone and I called her. And I am already with my news to tell her, hey, honey, God just answered our prayer. I am already to tell her that. I am about to explode to tell her that. And I dial her. The little FaceTime screen comes up on my phone. And I say, hey, Ginger says, hey. And she turns the phone to our oldest grandson, Landon, who, as you know, does not talk. She goes, Landon, look who it is. And immediately that kid goes, Papa. My news didn't matter quite as much anymore. I wish I had recorded it. But you know where it is recorded? Right here. And I have played it over 1,000 times since Thursday. Papa. One word, four letters. After I got through shedding a few tears and shouting hallelujah, I told you, I said, oh, by the way, I got something to tell you. I told a buddy of mine, I said, it was almost like God had blessed us. And when I called my spouse to share that good news, it was almost like God reached down and said, let me put a little cherry on top of that Sunday. Here you go. And my response is always, you're just showing off now. Folks, God blesses us in ways that sometimes we don't even stop to realize. And my Bible teaches me that He wants to bless us. The prayer of Jabez in Scripture, preachers have preached that to death. I purposely did not even use that, but you remember the prayer of Jabez. He went to God in 1 Chronicles, and he said, oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thy hand might be with me, and thou wouldest keep me from evil, that it might not grieve me. And you know what the Bible says? And God granted his request. Here's the thing. That wasn't a selfish prayer. I've heard some ministers say, I'm amazed that God granted that because that was all about self. He wasn't thinking about others. You know what? Sometimes God has to bless us so we can bless others. God blessed him. He said, God, would you bless me and expand my territory, expand my area of influence? I want to be more like you. Keep me from harm. Keep me, God, from the pain of doing things the hard way, and let me do it your way. When we come to Christ as a sinner and we say, Lord, forgive my sin, aren't we asking God to bless us in the same way? God, keep me from harm. God, expand my area of influence. I got friends. I got buddies that are not Christians. I got friends and buddies that God is dealing with, but they're not quite there yet. And there's not a day goes by that I don't pray for them. And I'm looking forward to the day that they say, you know what? God, I know you've been chasing me. I give up. I accept you because I just know God's going to bless them in ways they haven't even thought about. Some people talk about predestination, that God predestined some people to be saved and some won't. I don't believe that, especially in the United States, and especially because of this age of technology. I believe that God will give opportunity and some will take it and some won't. Do you recognize this picture? It's the VisionWorks commercial that you see on TV right now. That poor man is out there in the middle of the ocean, shipwrecked, and she looking at his glasses, thinking, I got to get new glasses when I get back. And she pulls up on a wave runner and gives him new glasses, and he's so happy. And then she says, anything else I can do for you? And he goes, like what? His rescuer is right there, and he doesn't even realize it. Do you realize that's how ridiculous it is when God is so close and is willing to bless us, and we turn him away? He's here this morning. He's here this morning. The truth is, we all need God's mercy and God's grace, which translates into his blessings. You see, the truth is the truth. And once you know the truth, disagreeing it does not change the fact. So what does it really mean to be blessed by God? The world's idea of blessings is to provide everything needed and not let anything bad happen. No matter where God is in our life, even if we neglect him, do you realize that he still blesses people? If you're here this morning, or if you're watching from wherever you might be, and you don't know Christ as your Savior, I want you to do something for me. Breathe in. Breathe out. God blessed you to do that. Simple as that. God gave you air to breathe. If you're not hungry, God gave you food to eat. If you're here this morning and you don't know Christ, God provided a way for you to get here. You see, God lets the rain fall on the just and the unjust. Just like my mama used to say, just like the Bible says. But there's a difference in having Christ in your life and allowing God to bless you as one of his children. To be in a right relationship with him so that he can pour out the promises and the blessings that he desires to give to his children. We know that a Christian life doesn't come perfect. It doesn't come without any trials. And we also know that God does not take pleasure in our pain and suffering. But if we're one of his children, he uses that time to draw us closer to him. Matter of fact, does not the Bible say that we know in all things that God works for the good of those that love him and those that have been called according to his purpose? That's one of my life verses. That reminds me that no matter what comes my way, even if I get upset, even if I get angry, even if I get down and depressed, God's going to get me through it. First of all, because I'm not alone, and second of all, because he has promised that it's going to work out for my benefit. And you know what? I lean on this. My God cannot lie. So what he says is true. God's idea of blessings is for us to remember grace, mercy that He gives to us so that He can pour out His blessings upon us. If you're here this morning and you've got a right relationship with Christ, you have been blessed. You have been blessed. If you're here this morning or you're listening in and you don't have that relationship with Christ, you may be sitting there going, "You don't know me, Pastor. I'm blessed. I got a car. I got a home. I got money in the bank. I got a family." He lets the rain fall on the just and the unjust. But there's going to come a day. There's going to come a day where one of the greatest blessings of eternal life with Jesus Christ in heaven is not going to be available to you if you don't have that right relationship. You'll have the blessing of eternal life, all right, but not in heaven. Make sure of your relationship with Christ today before it's too late, and receive God's blessings, and as He blesses you, bless others. Would you bow with me in prayer? Father, we could not begin to enumerate all of the blessings that You have bestowed on us in our life. But if we know You as our Savior, the greatest one, Lord, is saving us from our sins. We couldn't do that on our own. Father, I pray in this time of decision that You would convict hearts, change lives, and save those, Lord, that come to You with an open heart. And Father, bless them in such a way, Lord, that there can be no denial that it's all from You. We give You this time right now, Lord. Have Your way in all that is about to be done, and we'll forever give You praise. In Jesus' name, we ask all these things. Amen.